With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The curve may be flattening a bit, but there's still plenty of questions for our food producers as coronavirus restrictions continue to impact our lives. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says a big question for them is how consumers will respond.
Traditionally, summer is a great time to have a product because people are out, you know, getting around, spending money, and whether, you know, it's a picnic on a Saturday or it's a barbecue on Thursday night. The world has kind of changed here, and there's a percentage of people that probably are not going to be doing any of that.
But Thurlby says by the time the cherries hit the market in early June, where will we be then?
You know, people have to eat, so at some point, you know, people are going to be buying stuff, but we just have a lot of questions, and one of them that really resonates us hard is when you look at who buys cherries, when they buy cherries, 70% of our sales in the grocery store are what we call impulse. So we're worried about, you know, our fruit being up front. Will there be enough people in the stores to actually take this fruit away?
Other questions, Thurlby says, involve getting the cherries to the customers.
A big one is cherries, unlike most fruit and vegetable items, are so perishable that they need to be flown. So if we're going to China, they have to be flown there. If we're going to Taiwan, they have to be flown there. So one of our big worries is how much lift will be there. I mean, we know we've got some countries that are going to be a real challenge.
I'll listen tomorrow for more on the upcoming cherry season. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about the current status of apples and cherries here in the Pacific Northwest.
People are reporting that cherries might have what's called a flash bloom. The bloom happens over a very short period because temperatures are warm.
So why is a flash bloom concerning?
The flowers dry out too quickly and the bees don't have enough time to pollinate to make cherries. Applying ethylene blockers to extend the pollination window of the flower is helpful in these types of springs.
And what's going on with apples?
Early powdery mildew applications are going out. This is helpful to have preventative applications so the new flush of leaves isn't infected. Having all that extra inoculum in a few months can damage the apples by causing russeting. Pre-bloom sprays can really help decrease the pest pressure so you're not having to catch up later in the season.
Well, we'll see. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.